Welcome to the daily international OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the third day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. You can always sign up for the OU daily email if you are not receiving it at together.ou.org, together.ou.org, and there is a sign up on the left side of the screen. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call, ou.org/call, and the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Moshe Aziz, Mora d'Asra of Sha'arei Shalom, Meshadi Jewish Center in Great Neck, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, to be immediately followed by Rabbi Aziz reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Aziz will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Aziz.
Thank you, Naftali, and to the OU for your leadership in organizing these Chizuk and Tehillim calls. There is a story told of the Hasidic leader, Rabbi Simcha Buni Mipshischa, that a Hasid once approached him and asked the Rebbe, if it says in the Sfarim HaKedoshim, it says in the holy books, that if a person fasts for 40 days in a row, he will be zochet to Gilui Eliyahu. He will have Eliyahu Hanavi appear to him. I have fasted myself for 40 days, but Eliyahu Hanavi hasn't appeared to me yet. Rabbi Simcha Bunim replied to the Hasid, allow me to tell you a story of the Baal Shem Tov. One time, the Baal Shem Tov had to travel a long distance, and he had to travel through supernatural means. So he had his coachman harness the horses onto his wagons, and then he started to fly. He started to fly with the wagon and with the horses, flying over mountains and valleys, towns, villages, cities. The horses were used to stopping at every inn and at every motel for a break in order to be fed, in order to have breakfast and lunch. But now they noticed that they were flying over inn after inn without any stopping. So the horses started to question themselves, and they said, maybe we're not really horses. We must be extraordinary creatures. We don't need to eat or drink. And they kept flying and flying and kept passing over inn after inn until the horses finally came to the conclusion, it must be that we are not horses. We are actually malachim. We're actually angels. And when the Baal Shem Tov reached his final destination, he puts out the food, the hay, in front of the horses, and the horses start to munch and to eat and devour all of the hay that was in front of them, just like regular animals. In the end of the day, despite their supernatural experience, the horses remained simple horses. And so said Rabbi Bunim Mipshischa to his Hasid, the purpose of fasting for 40 days is for it to be a transformative experience for you. If you have fasted for 40 days, but at the end you came out as the same person you were beforehand, Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to appear to you. And this Hasidic tale, in some ways, reminds me of the pandemic that we're currently experiencing. It's been several months already that all our lives have been turned upside down in so many ways. We're on a journey right now, and we've been taken on a journey where so many of the basic elements of our lives that we took for granted yesterday can no longer be counted on today to be there for us. The present and the future are as uncertain as they ever were, and we are all going through an experience that nobody saw coming to us. In some ways, we see fulfilled in ourselves the prophecy of Hosea, the 8th century prophet. In Perek Bet, Hosea writes that as a response to the Jewish unfaithfulness to Hashem, I'm reading from Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Bet Pasuk Yud Gimel in Hosea. V'hishbati kol mesosah, chagah, chodshah v'shabbatah v'chol mu'adah. Hashem says, I will terminate all her rejoicing, all her festivals, her new moons, the Rosh Chodeshes, her Shabbat, and all her appointed seasons. V'hashimoti gafnah ut enatah, asher amera etna hemali, asher natinuli me'ahavai. I will lay waste to her vines and to her fig trees, all the parnasa that she had so much faith in, the Jewish people had so much faith in, and said, they are my hire, which my foreign gods have given me. I am going to turn it into a forest, so the beasts of the field shall devour them. And in the past few months, we've only watched as our smachot, our joyous occasions, our weddings, our bar and bat mitzvahs, the Brit Milahs have all been taken away from us. Our Shabbat and holidays have only been a shadow of what they once were. The air of festivity that we are so used to at our communal gatherings has been taken away from us. And of course, making a parnasa is no longer what it used to be. Yet as we go through this challenging time, the question we have to ask ourselves is how are we going to emerge from this crisis? Not just how are we going to emerge from a health perspective or from a financial perspective, but how are we going to emerge as individuals? Are we going to be the same exact individuals that we were before the pandemic, or are there lessons that we can take with us? Are there changes that we can make and ways that we can grow and transform spiritually? Not in a way that is only temporary for these few months, but to transform spiritually in a way that will permanently redefine us as new individuals. The prophecy of Hosea in Perek Bet finishes off so beautifully with Hashem taking us back as his nation. And Hashem says the famous psukim, Ve'erastich li le'olam, Ve'erastich li b'tzerech uv'mishpat uv'cheser uv'rachamim, Ve'erastich li be'emunah v'yada'at et Adonai. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me with righteousness and with justice and with loving kindness and compassion. And I will betroth you to me with faith, and you will know Hashem. And perhaps these are some of the ingredients that we should work on during this time as we emerge from this challenging pandemic. Ve'erastich li le'olam. We have to affirm that our relationship with Hashem is eternal. It's le'olam. And it will always last despite all the highs and the lows. Ve'erastich li b'tzerech uv'mishpat uv'cheser uv'rachamim. Our relationship with Hashem is defined by our righteousness, by justice, by kindness and compassion towards others. And of course, ve'erastich li be'emunah, our relationship with Hashem is defined by our faith in Hashem and our faithfulness to the Torah, which is Hashem's word. And when all these ingredients will be in place, we will hopefully, be'ezrat Hashem, be able to achieve v'yada'at et Adonai. We will come to know Hashem. And hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be able to emerge from this challenging time period as better and stronger individuals, as more righteous, more kind, and more compassionate, as well as more spiritual and more faithful to Hashem. I will now continue with the recitation of Tehillim, and we will start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam naseach mizmor David. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, יסגבך שם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותך, ועולתך ידשן סלע, ייתן לך חלבביך, וכל עצתך ימלא נרננה, בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו, אל לב הרכב ואל לב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיעה, HaMelech Ya'anenu Ve'yom Kor'enu. And next we will recite Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. Le David Adonai Ori Ve'yish'i Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad Bikrov Alai Mere'im Le'echol Et Besari Sarai Ve'oyevai Li Hema Chashelu Ve'nafalu Imtahane alai mahane lo yira libi imtakum alai milhama bezot ani voteach ahat sha'alti me'et adonai otach avakesh shifti bevet adonai kol yemei chayai lahazot benoam adonai ulvaker behechalo כי יצפנני בסוכו ביום רעה, יסתירני בסתר אהלו בצור, ירוממני, ועתה ירום ראשי על אויביי סביבותיי, ואזבחה ואהלו זבחי תרועה, אשירה ואזמרה לאדוני, שמע אדוני קולי אקרא וכונני וענני לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני את פניך אדוני אבקש אל תסתר פניך ממני אל תטבעף עבדך עזרתי היית אל תיטשני ואל תעזבני אלוהי ישעי, כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יאספני, הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורח משור למען שורריי, אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי כמובי עד שקר, ופיח חמאס, לולא האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים קווה אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקווה אל אדוני. And we will finish off with Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני אדוני שמע בקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני עם עוונות תשמור יח אדוני מי יעמוד כי עמך הסליחה למען תברא קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יישא את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. And we will conclude with Mishaberach Lacholim. מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים והטהורים אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרון ויוסף דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את כל חולי ישראל ובכללם יברך את אל נערפנה להם, אל נערפנה להם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישלח להם רפואה שלמה בכל איבריהם ופשטה גידיהם, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשעבוד לגולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Aziz. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabbonei Sholam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Chanoch Oppenheim of the Charlotte Torah Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.